Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
On tomorrow's show, we are gonna talk about baseball. Or the lack thereof. You know that pitchers and catchers were supposed to report today? We will get into the labor issues that are separating the two sides and what, if anything, is going to be done in the near future. About that, we'll talk with a couple of people and find out what's popping. Transition is being brought to you by Amy Kite of Keller Williams Realty Infinity. Parkins and Spiegel can talk, and they will be talking until 6 o'clock today. Hello, boys.
Hello, Lawrence. Not being able to talk, terrible for horrible. A talk show host.
It's really bad.
I think Amer is a more attractive name. If I were Amy, I would go for that.
Go for Amer?
Yes. Huh?
We could make it a marketing thing where she's aiming at the home that
see?
You need to buy.
See, mistake?
She's the Amer.
Mistake becomes opportunity. That's how you do that.
Amy Kite is now the Amer. Aiming at getting you the best deal possible.
Mm-hmm. So what time are pitchers and catchers showing up? I'm still watching MLB Network. I just want to see, you know, the video of the doors that they would be walking into if they were walking into doors.
I did enjoy last week seeing the trucks leave for Arizona.
Truck
going,
day.
Going, for what? Where y'all going?
Getting a head start on nothing.
You're just going to have to turn around in 5 weeks when training camp's going to be up here.
Well, those contracts for those drivers have been done for weeks.
That's
know?
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Get those guys out there. Get them on the road.
Get those weight machines down there to Mesa and Glendale.
That's all right, man. We got relevant bulls. We got relevant bulls all the way through here for a while.
And Lawrence, the 24-hour tease. You said to remind you. So we could talk bulls, of course, but you said
yeah, man.
To remind you of what you wanted to talk about with us today, yesterday.
Damn it, I don't even remember that, but now I'm excited.
It was about media.
Yeah. What did you make of all of the comings and goings? Like, to me, there was a sense of, I'm saying it's chaotic from the outside, of how rapidly things could change for those of us who are viewers. Like, I was talking with Dan about this a little bit yesterday, where inside just the Super Bowl itself, you have the possibility that Aaron Donald retires. You also have the possibility that Sean McVay is like, I'm going to go for the John Madden. I'll go for door number two, mm-hmm. and I'll become new school John Madden and retire after winning a Super Bowl, and I'll only be 36 years old, and then I find myself in the booth. Then you had Al being like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be here next year, but it was great working with you for 13 years, Chris Collinsworth. Then you have Michelle Tafoya. She's getting ready to go do a whole different thing
that
she was waiting to do for the last 2 years for sure. And
she
probably
teased
longer
it.
Than
she
that.
Teased it on The View. When
yes,
she did that.
Yes, she very much did, which made some people speculate on 2 weeks why she wasn't on NBC doing games. Because there was a 3-week stretch, and then there was like another 2-week stretch with, oh, hello, it's Catherine Tappan. So I wanted to know what you thought about all of this, where the market's going to change. And we saw the ad for Amazon Prime. They're going to have the exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football, and Al Michaels is probably going to get another big-ass check. And if you're Sean McVay, you can make a way more money if you're the number one guy at ESPN doing Monday Night Football than you can even being a Super Bowl-winning coach.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton there.
Sorry, I just had to word vomit it all out.
No, it's good. It's good. You weren't able to speak, and now you are again.
Yeah, you were rolling, so you decided to keep
exactly.
going.
Forget it, he's rolling. No, I mean, I could take it one at a time, I guess, but like in our business, we have this new huge player, and it's a group of players, right? And that is
the streaming company.
The streaming companies, and there's podcasting, and then it's all, not all, but there's the money that's in it is in sports gaming, right? Like, all the gambling companies are spending a ton of money, and it allows for other ventures to potentially be competitors for legacy media, being radio, TV, print, etc. For these NFL broadcasters, that's now Amazon, right? Like, we're Bezos, it's not Disney for ABC, ESPN, NBC, CBS, and Fox. Those have been the four players in NFL television for forever. And ESPN's even, like, relatively new to the party with, you know, they're finally going to get a Super Bowl, I think, in 2027 on ABC. And then you add Amazon, who has more money than the previous four combined in terms of those big parent companies that, you know, NBC made a decision. They wanted to move on from Al Michaels to Mike Tirico. They had given him the contractual right to that. And he's been waiting in the wings for a long, long time. And as we just saw with Tirico during the Olympics, like, that dude's a worker. But, you know, like, he had, he's like, oh, I can fly from Beijing to New York to LA.
That felt crazy to me.
It was
unnecessary,
it really,
too.
You're so on speed. That's a good word for it.
Yeah, I mean, these days, I mean, I'm not saying you can call games and such off a monitor, but if you're doing studio stuff, studio pregame, you could have done that from anywhere. Absolutely anywhere.
Especially with the command center that they've set up in Beijing.
Yeah. Where you're not touched by it anyway. But no, Danny, everything you're saying is correct. And from Amazon's perspective, they feel like they need to make a splash in year one. They feel like it's their one chance to really grab you and change the habits and get you over there. So it's a perfect circumstance for Michaels and Aikman and others to get crazily paid, and whatever their version of the Manning cast is going to be, because I'm sure they'll have one.
Well, let me ask you both this question, though. Like, as consumers of the game, I think that Al Michaels is probably still one of the best play-by-play people in the business. But the game is going to draw you to Amazon, right?
Correct.
It's not necessarily, man, I got to get that Michaels call. Like, could not that Amazon needs to worry about saving money, but could they not have, like, they could have tapped any young, good second or third Fox or CBS broadcaster, said they were going to be the play-by-play person for Amazon, and it wouldn't have mattered from a viewing standpoint.
I think you're probably
right.
No, I think we go where the games are. It's just that they have so much freaking money that they might as well throw it at this thing too, just in case, you know, like, there is that 3% of viewers who are like, I like Al Michaels and I go wherever Al Michaels is. They might as well throw the money at that too.
Well, but also, like, so just to flesh out what you're saying, like, the number two or the number three, those are the guys that are still, not that Al Michaels isn't in his prime from ability, but he's not in his prime in terms of workload, right? Like, Kevin Burkhardt or Ian Eagle, those guys aren't going to Amazon for one game a week unless they can do other things. Whereas Al Michaels is like, okay, I'm done with NBC because NBC is done with me because of Tirico, and I'm 77 years old.
You're
so
right.
It's a totally reasonable assumption on their part that I'd be ready to retire. I'm not ready to retire. Who's going to pay me money? Oh, my God, it's Jeff Bezos.
And I can do one game a week.
I can do one game a week. He'll fly me private,
uh-huh,
and they'll pay me $700,000 a game.
He's not sticking, like, around to get some Olympic duty every 4 years and enjoy that.
No, he's not. Whereas, you know, Ian Eagle probably does, what, 150 events a year? Between the Nets and NFL college basketball.
But think about it, though, Danny. All of us are, like, in broadcasting, and this is the part that we probably don't talk about enough, most of us are trying to cobble together a couple different things,
yes,
because of how the landscape has changed. But if you are Ian Eagle or Adam Amin or Kevin Burkhardt, you might get a god, like, what to you is a godfather deal.
Sure, but think about it this
Amazon
way.
To go work, and so you don't have to, oh, here, I'm calling this basketball game at VCU this weekend.
Right, but you keep going because something might end. You know, it becomes so habitual that you ride all those horses, you know? Look at our guys, look at Boog Shambi and Jason Benetti continuing to work and do everything that they do. Benetti still does lacrosse because he likes the sport, you know? It's like, guys will just keep doing it because they're used to doing it, and you have a fear in the back of your mind that one of those gigs could go away. I mean, my version of it is I've never quit trying to make music happen while I've always been trying to make radio happen, because you never know when one thing could go away. So you better keep everything going at the same time, right? You never know.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
But I always will. The other thing is, the other big takeaway from the money and the rotation is, as we know, live sports, one of the few things that unites us.
It's bulletproof. And even now, usually it's live sports and award shows, but even the award shows the last couple of years, people haven't been that interested. But they're still really interested in live sports, and specifically the one that's played with the oblong ball.
Man, when I was 10 seconds behind during the Super Bowl, it was unsettling. You know? I had to be live. And usually I'm not like that with certain sporting events, but the big ones, hell yeah, I like to be live.
Yeah, they just, Amazon paying, let's say they gave him Tony Romo's contract, which they won't, but let's say they did.
$10 million per.
No, Romo's $18 million per.
$18 million, that's right, it's $180 million.
Yeah, right, $18 million per. Amazon's annual revenue is like hundreds of billions of dollars a year. They said that they crossed 200 million Amazon Prime users before they got the NFL. You know what I mean? So like there is no number that Al Michaels could give them where they were like
where they would blush.
It doesn't even enter the equation for them. They're like, oh yeah, okay, $1 million a game doesn't mean anything to them. Like, so I just think for them it's, let's go get the best name because why not? We can afford it. The McVay thing is fascinating.
Yep.
His agent is Gruden's agent.
Yeah, you mentioned this. I don't think he's very good, McVay.
I don't either.
I think he could be, though.
I do, too. I think he could, and it might not matter. Like, depending on what the gig is, you know, like Drew Brees is not very good, but Drew Brees, all he got his first year was Sunday Night Football studio, Notre Dame color analyst, fill in for Chris Collinsworth on the most popular television show in America, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. And points bet.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so if you are an A-lister and restore
the Urlacher deal, yeah, right? Well, or is that something else?
I don't know if that's public.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're
an A-lister and these people want you, like, you don't have to go on the fourth team anymore and work with those guys. So say ESPN wanted him, they would just make him good. Like, is Brian Griese great? You know what I mean? They have so many of them, and they have so many coaches, and like instead of Gruden QB camp, it'd be McVay coaching camp. And
yeah,
like,
it would be.
They'd figure out a way to make him passable at television. His stock would be, and he'd always be able to just say, well, I could just go back to coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at any point, because he's only 36 years old.
Yeah, it'd be,
and the money
it'd be a nice way to
much
take a breath.
Easier in TV.
And if he really is gonna marry the, who's he marrying?
He's got a fiance who's
a model.
The woman that was on Hard Knocks that he got into the hot tub with, and then the players made fun of him?
Yeah, Veronica something or other.
Corningstone. Yeah. I believe it's Veronica Corningstone.
Not Veronica Corningstone. She's way too old for him.
I follow her on Instagram. K-H-O-M-Y-N. As Adam Studzinski would say, she's a pretty girl.
Khomeini?
Yeah.
Like the Ayatollah?
No.
That's controversial.
That's not what it is.
I'm still going to go with Corningstone. So if he and Veronica Corningstone want to have kids and he wants to be present for the first few years, you could make that TV money, travel for one game a week, and then, you know, go back to coaching whenever you like.
Yeah.
That's nice.
A coach's life, they make it worse than it has to be.
Absolutely.
But it's awful.
Right.
Like, it's just, and it's awful for everyone who's connected to that person, anyone who's family with that person. It's just awful. And you get to leave on a high if you want, and you get to make someone threw it out there yesterday. Tony Romo makes the same amount of money that Bill Belichick does.
Yeah. It's insane. And Tony Romo takes production calls from the golf course during the week, and Bill Belichick probably sleeps at the facility and has to deal with Mac Jones. Yeah,
make it seem like Mac Jones is like a problem child or something.
And he's got to fill an offensive staff too. He's lost a lot of staff. He's got Joe Judge on offensive coaching staff.
Hey, his biggest problem is text messaging White Brian and Black Brian. That's really what he has to deal with every day.
You think he texted Matt Ryan, congratulations on the Super Bowl win?
Be confusing. But I was talking about
Congrats, Matt.
Oh, it's my bad.
We all know people in television, and it's a great gig. And I think we all know people in national television. That's a really good gig.
Yeah. So great.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you do local TV, it's cool. It absolutely is. If you do national TV, even if you do it kind of poorly and not a lot of people watch, you make a stupid amount of money for basically no work.
Let's see. Danny Parkins, somebody he knows.
Oh, Nick Wright.
Not a lot of people watch. I mean, he doesn't do it poorly.
No, he does it incredibly.
He knows more than that. Like
I know.
He has the experience of being able to ask Nick about it, but he knows more people than that are involved in it. And all of us kind of know Greg Olson. And Greg's really good. His star is on the rise. And I bet if you were to sit down with Greg and have a beer, he'd be like, yeah, did I really need to play those last 3 or 4 years of football?
Mm-hmm.
I could have been making this easy money just being me on television.
That's why Jason Witten tried it. And then realize, oh, yeah, that's right. I suck at this.
Well, right. I'm going back to running button hooks.
That's the thing. It's not easy.
No.
But if you can do it, it's easy money. There's a difference. It's not easy to do well, but it is easy to make an astronomical amount of money for relative to what their previous professions were, NFL tight end, NFL coach, super easy money. So do I think Sean McVay coaches the Rams next year? Like, yes, I'd bet on that.
Does he if Aaron Donald isn't there?
I think that's the thing. Like, they traded all of these first round picks to go all in, and then they hit the winning hand, and their window isn't closed, but Stafford's 34, Donald might retire, they don't have first-round picks, Von Miller is obviously on the back half of his prime. Like,
OBJ has a torn ACL.
Yeah, so in 2 or 3 years, when he's gotten married and there's a baby on the way,
you can go right back if he wants.
You know, he's got Jared Goff, you know, the Jared Goff equivalent, and the team's expected to win 6 games. Then go take your TV money. So, and it's just good leverage. Like, I don't know when his Rams contract is up. So having your agent flirt with ESPN and Fox, like, that's just.
And your agent would know how to do it because.
Gruden's.
All of the time that, oh my God, he might be the new Arkansas coach. Oh my God, he might take that job in Jacksonville.
Right.
Oh my God, he might be the Tennessee head coach. That's the job that he's wanted his whole life. He could retire there. And then it's just up in the dollars.
Yeah.
A couple things that got buried over the course of the last week and a half or so. So the Patriots lost Josh McDaniels, and then he took a couple of assistants. Did you see who one of the assistants is? The guy who's going to be the new offensive coordinator in Oakland?
No, who is it?
Mick Lombardi, the son of our Michael Lombardi of Odyssey. So Mick Lombardi is your offensive coordinator under Josh McDaniels out there in Oakland. So that's pretty interesting to me because we know that Michael Lombardi loves Belichick, loved McDaniels and everything like that, and the spawner everywhere. And then
now he loves Jack Easterby.
Yeah. Who does? Oh, does he?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I hope not. And then the other one you and I talked about yesterday because we're having Mike Pereira on today. Tony Corrente quietly retired last week. Off into the sunset for Tony Corrente.
Smart. Great rules guy. I'm sure Mike Pereira would tell us if we asked about it.
He's great today with the rules. Just
yeah.
Real bad doing games.
Yeah, that's right. But man, it's a weird time for the only thing that, right. So Fox's number one team is not stable. ESPN's number one team is never stable.
NBC's is completely blown up.
But we know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be Tirico and Collinsworth.
Well, and Tappan.
Yes, and Tappan. Yes, that's correct. And then
another Collinsworth.
And then the only one that it will be stable is CBS, is Nance and Romo,
mm-hmm.
with Tracy Wolfson.
Wasn't Jim in some conversations about his contract too?
He re-signed.
Okay, so he's good to go.
Yeah, he re-signed. He got a big raise. He didn't get Romo money because
nor should he.
Nor should he. But he like there was a his people leaked the story like, hey, I want some Romo money, and they were like, Jim, you've also told us like 1,000 times that you want to do the Masters until you're 80, and we have the Masters, so you're not going anywhere,
and we're not gonna. Lose the Masters.
And we're not going to lose the Masters, and so you're not going to go anywhere. We'll give you a nice raise, but you can't say you want to work for the property that we have and then pretend like you're going to flirt with leaving. So, you know. So, yeah, he got a ton of money, too. But, yeah, so there's some continuity at CBS and everything else will change. And like you said, because did we all watch the John Madden documentary?
Yes.
Right? Because that was the thing. Like, Fox is getting into the NFL game. They wanted validity, so they had to go get Madden.
It's the same thing.
Amazon's getting into it.
It's the same exact story.
Yeah. I was honestly shaken by how much money John Madden got back then. Because what was it, $32 million? I was like, wow. Like, back then? Damn. Good for him.
Yeah. Yeah. He left on top and
never went back.
Never went back because, again, he found the money easier.
He found the money and he found a lifestyle that he liked better. Found the cruiser, found the joy, found
that's
the video.
That's the old Uncle Rube stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
the old
Uncle Rube
special.
You bet.
Oh, is that great?
The greatest.
Well, Lawrence, we have Mike Pereira today.
Great.
At 2:40 to discuss if that was a well-officiated Super Bowl and the eye in the sky being used but not being talked about because it's happening in the NFL, but everybody just pretends to be silent on it. We have Hub Arkish today at 4. It's a very special date on this show that we are going to be talking about today at 3.
Mm.
And there is a chance for an A-list sports guest to be calling in. And he's been on my Mount Rushmore of people I've wanted to interview my entire career. Never talked to him.
Right there with you.
Yeah.
He's that guy for both of us and one of our favorite athletes ever in this town.
Yeah. So we have a chance of him calling in today
it's
or
Michael
tomorrow.
Jordan.
That it's not Michael Jordan.
Oh.
But yeah, it would be.
Is it Michael Jordan?
It is not Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. But it would be.
So close that time.
It would be.
Is it Michael B. Jordan?
I would love to talk to Michael B. Jordan.
Hey, he's got Chicago roots, too.
Yeah, hey, we should try. We should try about that time.
Fine. It's Frank Schwindel. Okay.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
We're Schwinning over here. So, yeah, that's
Leonard DiCaprio.
Mm-hmm. But so we're, you know, when people say like, surprises along the way, today we actually might mean it. So we're excited about that.
Sounds like a show. Boys, have yourselves a time. Danny, tomorrow, remind me to ask you about the Waste Management Open because you're a golfer, and I wanted to talk to you about that, too.
I got thoughts.
So we'll put that on the list for tomorrow's transition.
Perfect. I like this, the 24-hour tease. I like it. All right, Lawrence.
That's a tease for all you listeners out there. Stay tuned.
Have a good one, man.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.